is sometimes life or death makes even the most offensive situation tolerable. Okay? Even racist situations. Like, for example, blackface is wrong. Racist cannot do it. We agree? We agree. Okay, good. Blackface is wrong. Can't do it. Good. Cannot do it. Blackface is wrong. Well, I have to ask the blackfaces. I can't ask the fucking rest of y'all. Your opinions don't matter. It's up to them. They make the rules. Blackface is wrong. It's racist. You cannot do it. Okay? Under no circumstances, cannot do it. Then you see them Navy SEALs commercials. You're like, all right, well, kind of sometimes you could do it. Right? The whole Navy SEALs commercial is like, look how cool blackface is on a helicopter. Look how cool blackface is on a boat. Blackface in the water. They can swim. I don't know if they say that. I don't know if they say that. I might have added that part. That's on me. But I'm just saying, life or death situation, it changes the stakes. Let's say, for example, me and you, we're going on a mission to save America from high gas prices. When gas is like $1.50, America is very progressive, right? We're like, you have to respect all the cultures of the world. Gas gets to $5, we're like, yo! They might need some democracy out there in the Middle East, Biden. See this, $5? How do they make women dress like that when gas is $5, Biden? They just throwing gay people off buildings when gas is $5? Liberate those people! So let's say, for example, you and I are going on a mission, save America. The mission takes place at 1 a.m. That is an important piece of the information on the call sheet. You have your complexion. I have the complexion of an iPhone flashlight. If you don't give me blackface, we're fucking dead. I'm a disco ball in the desert. They're gonna see us from a mile away. It's headshots for the both of us. You wanna see her again? You gotta paint me the fuck up, bro. Full thing. You don't have to do the lips and the tap shoes. That's a little bit much, but you gotta paint me up. You gotta paint me the fuck up if you wanna survive. You're not gonna let me go on that mission with you without putting on blackface for your safety. Just like I'm not gonna let you smile. There's certain things, guys, there's certain things that we have to do so we get home. Those beautiful white teeth lighting up the night, I can't take that risk. I can see white people in the crowd looking for black people to see if it's okay to laugh at this joke. And the fact that you're having trouble finding them is exactly the point that I'm trying to make, okay? It's about privilege, all right? I understand I have white privilege, okay? But you have night privilege, and we need to bring those together. Don't get me wrong, we get pulled over on the ride home, that's where I take care of business. I'm sorry, officer, was there a problem? Speeding must have been my Blackfoot. I'll take care of that. We'll be right back.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Push.
Yeah, there you go. What a way to start off the show with a fantastic tune from the 251s from the new album. Yes, I've got it in the post. Dara was very kind to send it out to me. And as on the cover, you have Andy and Dara on the front of it and inside. And like me, you can support the band by going to Bandcamp. And get it. It's there, isn't it? I have to check it again. Yes, go and check it out. And it's €10 for the digital download and €15 for the hard copy, like what I got. And it was lovely packaged. Thanks very much, Dara. It was phenomenal to get it. And lovely little note inside saying thanks for the support. And Andy and yourself look amazing on the album, and both have signed the album as well. Fantastic. It's Slave to the Moon, the 251s, and that particular track is Sparks. And we have another track from that coming up later on in the show. So go and check it out and go and buy the album. Do yourself a favour. Absolutely very relaxing. I was absolutely nearly falling asleep. It was so relaxing. It's a fantastic album. Just got it today, so you're getting to listen to it straight away at the same time as I am. Phenomenal. Now, welcome to the Liam Bourke Show with me, Liam Bourke. We've lots more still to come today. We've got loads of classic rock tunes. We've got another track from the 251s. We've got our vinyl from the vault coming up. And I still haven't figured out how to get it. What do you call it? Just right, because you're watching for the needle to go down. It doesn't count down the same way as it does on the digital versions, which it's something that takes a bit of use getting used to again. Because years ago we didn't have the digital, so we just watched it in the end to make sure it came to the end of the song. But now you have to watch it and see when it's coming up and when it's ending and when it's all going. So it's a little bit of a new thing for me as well. And you want to see here at the minute, I have three computers open. I have the record player in front of me, and I have the CD player going as well in the background as well. So there's plenty, plenty going on here in the studio with me, Liam Bourke. And you are quite welcome to the show this week. And thanks again for all your input, and looking forward to more of that input over the next few weeks as well. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can do too. You can let me know on liamborkshow.com. You can also get me on Messenger. You can get me on Liam Bourke. Or the Liam Bourke Show page, either. You can also get me, where else can you get me? You can get Spotify. It's all up there as well if you want to see it or hear it as well. So go check it out. Lots for you to do. Here is Van Halen with Summer Nights. Yeah, there you go, Van Halen and Summer Nights. Now, here's a track I haven't played for a long time, and I loved it. I always loved it. My father's favourite song, and I've just always liked the song. And I just said, yeah, we got to play it again and again and again and again. Here is The Animals with The House of the Rising Sun.
Going back to New Orleans to win.
Yeah, The House of the Rising Sun, The Animals, absolutely fantastic. Now I'm going to try this again this week, and I got no responses for, not your fault, my fault, got no responses for picking of a song, so I'm going to have to pick another one myself. So I'm going to try this again, and hopefully this will work, because it usually takes a second for the needle to come down onto the record. So I'll have a listen there for a second. We'll try this, and here is this little piece.
It's time to step back in time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show.
Stone love, she kneels before the grave, a brave son who gave his life to see the slogan that hovers between the headstone and her eyes, fully penetrate her grieving. New love, a boy and girls are talking new words that only they can share in new words. Love so strong it tears their hearts to sleep through the bleeding hours of the morning. Love is careless and is choosing, stooping over across the lake. Love descends on those defenseless. Idiot love will spark confusion. Inspirations have I none, just the talent for blinding dove. All I the word and told of love, and how my God on high is all love. The reaching of my loneliness evolves by the blindness that surrounds him. Love is careless in its choosing, sweeping over across the bay.
Young from AC/DC,
and you're listening to the man who's got the biggest balls of them all.
Yeah,
Yeah, there you go. The legend Bon Scott. I think it was his birthday just recently. Yes, I think it was just last Sunday, I think it was. Yes, I think that's what it was. Bon Scott, a legend. And I got to see his grave many, many moons ago. Well, at this stage now, how long was it? 7 years ago since I was over in Australia. So I did get to see him, and that was thanks to my friend Noel Duff, who recommended me to go and see it, even though he hadn't a clue where he was. I just Googled it, and it happened to turn out that he was in Melville Graveyard in Fremantle in Western Australia. Lucky me. Here's Jimi Hendrix with Ain't My Train A-Comin'.
Well, I hear my train a-comin'. No more, girl. Too bad your people put me down. Hey. Tears put me. Tears put me in my eyes. So tears burning me way down in my heart. Too bad you don't love me no more. Well, I hear my train a-comin'.
Mr. James Marshall Hendricks, hear my trainer coming. Now, it's time for more comedy on the Liam Burke Show. What have I got? I'm going to do the same again. I'm going to go with Andrew Schultz again because, I just like, I've been looking at his stuff on Instagram and I kind of want to get it. I just like to play a little bit. And here is, someone trying to get in on the act here. Bugger off. Here is Andrew Schultz with What If Serial Killers Went After Men.
About my girl when we moved in together, I learned she's a fucking psychopath. Just based on her Netflix queue, that's it. Just, I turn on her Netflix, it's just every type of serial killer documentary you could imagine. There's a guy who kills nuns, guy who kills hookers, guy who kills kids, cooking show. Who watches 6 hours of serial killers and then British Bake Off to wash it down? How many of you ladies in here enjoy serial killer shows? This is why you don't like sports. I just want to let you know. Sports aren't violent enough for you. You'll be watching football, you see someone unconscious on the ground, and you're like, okay, but why is no one raping him? What's going on? What's going on here? I mean, you already have a mask and gloves on. No one's going to know it's you. Put a dick in that fucking man. Make this entertaining, please. It's unbelievable. And you know the craziest thing about it is like, you ladies will watch like serial killers and fucking rapists all the time, and it won't change your behavior at all. This is real shit. She watches a documentary about this dude who would rape women who are jogging in a park at night, right? Horrifying, tragic, right? After watching the documentary, she went for a jog in a fucking park. Bro, women are way braver than men. It's not even close to... If a single man in history was jogging in the park and got raped, we're not even jogging on treadmills no more after that. Cardio's out the fucking equation. You pull up to the gym, you see your boy in the elliptical, you're like, fam, get the fuck off that shit. They raping dudes these days. Find a bench where your asshole's protected. Definitely don't go on that rowing machine. You just teasing them on that rowing machine. And that's a fucked up headline, too. Nobody ever talks about that. But jogger raped? That's a fucked up headline, yo. Don't ever let that be a headline with me. Schultz was raped jogging in a park at night. Schultz was raped jogging in a park at night. Motherfucker, rest assured, I was running as fast as I could. Who's jogging, yo? You don't think I'm hitting the high knees? I got a rapist behind me, bro. There's a butt-naked man with running shoes chasing me in the motherfucking park. All I can hear his feet hit the ground, dick slapping against his stomach. You don't think I'm tapping turbo a couple times? Schultz was running as fast as humanly possible when an Olympic rapist, a gold medalist from the Rape Olympics, it's probably Jamaican, they the fastest anyway, a Jamaican gold medalist from the Rape Olympics hawked him down and took that ass against his will, even though he fought valiantly. That's your headline. You print the whole shit or nothing at all. My fucking family reads the newspaper. How am I supposed to go to Thanksgiving? My whole family looking at me like, yo, don't pass him the stuff, and he already had enough stuff. I gotta bring the Jamaican rapist to dinner to clear my name, yo. Donovan, tell them what really happened in the park, yo. They don't believe me. Tell them what really fucking happened in the park. Please, tell them. My mom's was running as fast as humanly possible. Some might even say it was cool running in that park. But I made them feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. I got you, white boy. It's butt fuck time. Y'all are cool.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you
want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
To you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone, my mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. 'Cause in my dreams, it's always there, the evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
There you go, Iron Maiden and the Number of the Beast. That was my very first introduction to Iron Maiden way back in the 80s when we used to go to discos in the Paris Centre, not too far from where I lived many, many moons ago. And that was my very first Iron Maiden track I ever heard, and loved it ever since. So just to get it, stick it on. I could put on so much more. And I know it's a biggie that you, you know, sometimes you don't want to hear the biggies. You want to hear some of the other stuff, the album tracks. And, you know, that's how it goes here. Anyway, speaking of album tracks, what I'm going to do, I decided this week for when the show goes out, I'm going to put up the album and let people pick from the album. I'm going to put a picture of the album, and maybe then you can see from the album and decide which song you want to go for in along that. And I'd love to play it for you then next week on the vinyl from the vault. Yes. Now, time for a little bit of Jethro Tull with Cross-Eyed Mary. Yeah. Yeah, Jethro Tull and Cross-Eyed Mary. We all know one of them, don't we? It's coming toward the end of the show. I still have a couple of tracks to play for you. And I'm going to finish off with a track from an album that I started with today, from the 251s. Andy and Dara sent it to me, and it's fantastic. Hey, don't get ahead of yourself. It's Blue Oyster Cult, and trying to jump in just before I get ready. Anyway, I'm going to finish off with a track from the 251 shortly, but in the meantime, here is Blue Oyster Cult with veteran of the psychic wars.
Ask me why.
Yeah, there you go. Blue Oyster Cult and veteran of the Psychic Wars. Now, I'm going to finish off this week with a track from the album we started with, which is a track from an album called Slave to the Moon from the 251s, which is Andy Hogg and Darren McGowan. And I'm going to play that for you. I'm going to play this track for you. And that track I'm going to play for you is Life's Too Short, featuring Charlie McGettigan. And it's phenomenal to, what do you call it, get to play the music from all these local artists, because there's so much up there in Monaghan direction. And there's loads of legends up there, Dez and Tony and Jordan, and there's so many more. And out even this way, you have Roy Shields. There's so much out for you to, you don't need that crap that's on Britain's Got Talent and all that, so forget about it. Anyway, I'm going to finish off with a track with from the album Slave to the Moon. It's called Life's Too Short. Liam Bourke signing off for the Liam Bourke Show. Till next week, take it easy. See you all very soon. Mind yourselves.
Life's too short. You gotta do what you gotta do. Pull up those bridges, boy. Lace up those subtle shoes. Every day that passes is a payment overdue. Life's too short. Get out and do what you gotta do. I've been listening to all your settled tales. Your plans, your schemes, your worn-out dreams. You say they can never fail. Well, you talk about it all forever, and it all seems really great. You gotta get your act together before it's all too late. Because life's too short. You gotta do what you gotta do. Pull up those bridges, boy. Lace up those subtle shoes. Every day that passes is a payment overdue. Life's too short. Get out and do what you gotta do.
You know, you sit around and wonder what the world can do for you. Life's not like that. You're just getting fat with that old point of view. Life is meant for living. You gotta make all your own breaks. You gotta start out with some giving. Forget about your mistakes, because
life's too short. You gotta do what you gotta do. Pull up those bridges, boy. Lace up those subtle shoes. Every day that passes is a payment overdue. Life's too short. Get out and do what you gotta do. Well, I know that you're really clever, but you never get things done. Shake the